here's a story from The World.
Almost 2 months after a runoff election, Peru gets a new president tomorrow. Pedro Castillo, a rural school teacher, will wear Peru's red and white presidential sash and take the oath of office. The World's Latin America correspondent Jorge Valencia reports.
Peru is politically divided. You could see that a few days ago when members from the two leading parties in Congress faced off on national television.
Actual congresista de la República, Carlos Mejía. Muy buenas noches, gracias por acompañarnos.
Congressman Carlos Mejía is with the right-wing Fuerza Popular, the main opposition party.
Congresista Chávez, muy buenas noches, gracias por estar con nosotros.
¿Cómo estás, Cristian? ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo está el colega?
And Congresswoman Betsy Chávez is a member of the leftist Peru Libre, which is the president's party. Chávez and Mejía debated president-elect Pedro Castillo's biggest and most controversial proposal, rewriting Peru's constitution.
No debemos dejar que el tema de la constitución solamente se resuelva en el monopolio del Congreso.
Chávez said Congress shouldn't change the new constitution without input from farmers and indigenous groups. Mejía sees it differently.
Tiene que partir de un punto de vista que la Asamblea Constituyente es una ruptura de la legalidad.
Mejía said altogether, rewriting Peru's constitution would be illegal.
Well, Peruvian politics is very hard to predict.
Rodrigo Barrenechea is a political scientist in Lima.
And my area of specialization is populism.
Barrenechea specializes in populism across the Andes. President-elect Castillo's challenges to writing a new constitution are the same he'll face in governing, a divided Congress led by an assertive opposition. That's even though Castillo rose to power on a populist wave against political and economic elites in the capital of Lima. Barrenechea says Castillo's strength as an outside candidate will be a vulnerability as president.
He comes from outside the usual circles of political, economic, and social influence. So he has very little connections to the levers of power and to people and groups that could lend him their support. He doesn't know them. They don't know him.
Peru's Congress is unicameral. It has only one chamber with 130 members representing the country's 32 million people. Castillo's party is not just in the minority, Barrenechea says. It's also divided.
The question to me for the first few months or weeks maybe is what will Castillo decide regarding the leader of his party, Vladimir Cerrón?
Vladimir Cerrón is an avowed Marxist-Leninist. Barrenechea says Castillo has sought to distance himself from Cerrón, but not too much. Jorge Luis Salazar Soplapuco is a political science professor at the National University in Castillo's home province of Cajamarca.
I teach international law, constitutional law, and tax law.
Salazar Soplapuco agrees the opposition in Congress will restrain Castillo's biggest ambitions.
Sí es posible. Sin embargo, esa posibilidad pasa porque el presidente pueda bajar sus...
Salazar Soplapuco says Castillo needs to lower his expectations. His party may not be able to rewrite the Constitution, but they might be able to implement some tax reform.
Yo creo que se puede cambiar si el Congreso modifica esa parte de la Constitución.
Salazar Soplapuco explains that, for example, raising taxes on extractive industries like mining isn't possible under Peru's Constitution. Castillo has promised to do so to spend more on education and health. Salazar Soplapuco says perhaps Castillo's party in Congress could instead pass a reform on that part of the Constitution. And yet, Castillo's biggest challenge may be just staying in office altogether.
La vacancia presidencial es una medida que tiene hondo contenido político.
Salazar Soplapuco explains that removing the president from office has become a political tool that Congress uses like a nuclear weapon. And they used it in the last presidential term. Four different people held the office in 5 years. The first three were accused of corruption. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.